You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live on the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two, which is hard to believe. Hour one flew by. Having too much fun, I guess. And by the way, we are like caffeined and sugared up right now here in the studio. Whoop, whoop. Although we're going to crash here in about 30 minutes. Lee's going to call in. We're all going to be asleep. It's going to be awful. But anyway, hey, listen. All right, we got to get serious for a little bit here because this next topic, I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is one of the key topics of our time. I did a segment on the show, gosh, it's been some months ago, where I talked about what historians believe were the factors that led to the fall of Rome, like historical precedent, that if you review the way that the Roman Empire went and then went down, what was it that caused the fall of Rome? It was not one thing. It was a series of things. Among them was a lack of ability to control their borders and what it called a mass migration into the empire. A mass migration. I think it was the Germanic tribes that began to mass migrate into the Roman Empire and create instability and create an inability of the Roman Empire to be able then to govern within itself. And oh, by the way, that also meant that they weren't controlling their borders. Now, I would say that back then it would be even harder to control borders. I mean, there's no direct communication lines. There's no, you know, ability to truly build a massive wall, unlike the Chinese. But all I'm saying is this: mass migration and an inability to control borders, historians believe, were one of the series or two of the series of factors. There were more, two of the series of factors that caused the decline or the fall of the Roman Empire. Right now, we have a Biden administration that is absolutely intent. And I used to think, and this is not hyperbole, I used to think that when Biden first came into office, it was just all about not being Trump. I've got different policies and I can't be Trump. And so he starts, you know, whacking away at policies and changing things, and executive orders were flying. And you look at it and go, why would you? Okay, but why are you doing that? Because the policies were working. Just put your own stamp on it. Call it your version if you have to. But why? What? Anyway, the southern border was a big part of that. I'm now looking back and I'm deciding it was beyond that. It was not, there's no way in the world you can look at what's happened on our southern border and the lack of desire on their part, not just an inability, but a lack of desire on their part to stem the tide of mass migration across our borders. We are not right now in a position where we can even call it illegal immigration anymore. It is mass migration. When you see them coming across in literal human waves, it is mass migration. It is an entire populace of people joining the populace of our nation, and they're doing so illegally. And when they do, they arrive with nothing, and they begin to become a drain on society, or they begin to become a hindrance to society, like we saw in New York, which I'll get to in a minute. So, lead article here. Here's what Biden said yesterday. Story here I pulled off of Fox News, Dateline today. Comments were made yesterday. President Biden, in one of his Angry Joe moments, I hate it when he does this. It's like, I have to make a point. I need to be Angry Joe. And so he'll suddenly get the mean face, squint real hard at the camera and yell. And it's not effective. It's one of those things where you look at it and go, you're just like the old guy yelling, get off my grass. I mean, that's what we've got right now. Well, here's his comment. He said, I've done all I can do. Just give me the power, Biden said. Give me the Border Patrol. Give me the judges. Give me the people who can stop this and make it work right. What the heck, man? In case you hadn't noticed, you bear the title Commander-in-Chief. You are indeed the chief executive for this entire country. You are the one who wrote the executive orders that created this mess. If you think for a second that you have to have somebody else come in there and make it work for you, then you have obviously underestimated the power of the office with which you hold, and you need to go. Go. Anywhere else, just go. I've done all I can do. Just give me the power. You have the power. With a stroke of a pen, he could reinstate executive policies that Trump had had in place that were actually working. With the stroke of a pen, he could begin to follow through on congressionally passed laws that gave the ability to build border wall. With a stroke of a pen, he could mandate remain in Mexico policies and change the asylum laws. Change the application of the asylum laws. With the stroke of a pen, he could make a difference, and he won't. Give me the power. Give me the Border Patrol. You've got a Border Patrol. You are abusing them. They are a part of our troops. They are part of our law enforcement community. And you are abusing them right now. Give me the judges. You've got the judges. You won't enforce the laws. The judges don't prosecute on their own. They have to have prosecutors bring them the cases. Your Department of Justice won't do it. Give me the people who can stop this and make it work right. You've got hundreds of millions of citizens who want you to stop this and make it work right. And he won't. It's so bad. When he did that, by the way, the comments flew all over D.C. Like, it did. Capitol Hill lawmakers were being asked left and right. It's so bad. One of them, Senator Cynthia Loomis, says he's basically said he's delusional. This is a U.S. senator who it's to the point that they're just through playing. He's delusional, she says. And then, of course, Democrats, Representative James Clyburn, South Carolina, he says, I'll have to ask my lawyers about that. I don't keep up with that kind of foolishness. That kind of foolishness? You are the lawmaker. What are you calling your lawyer for? Or Senator Cory Booker, he says, well, Congress has a responsibility to step up and give the president tools. Well, Congress has done that, sir. You just don't want him to enact those. So here's what happened in D.C. I'll tell you what. Let me do this one first. 1819 News. Right here at home. Headline. It's concerning. Quotations. Alabama likely to see increase in transient illegal immigrants according to Homeland Security. Alabama is. In the story it says here, the dateline was, by the way, today. Says in Alabama, immigration officials believe that some of those awaiting a court date will find work here in the state, but many are not staying in the state. The official from DHS, or ICE, excuse me, says that Alabama will likely see more transients passing through the state to get work in other states at the very least. We're going to see it. When you can't have, I think it's one of those articles that's a little bit obvious in its capacity here, but you cannot have 6.2 million people come in the country, and there's only 50 states. Every single state is going to have mass numbers of transients, some more than others. You know, the magic kingdoms of New York and Illinois and, you know, California, who declared themselves as sanctuary states, well, they're going to see the most because the word's out. But every state is going to see this. And according to 1819 News, the Border Patrol just flat out said in an interview with 1819 News, expect more in Alabama. So here's what happened in the last few days. If you didn't see the video, it is absolutely maddening. New York City, two police officers were attempting to disperse a disorderly group up on West 42nd Street. If you're familiar with the New York City area, we're in downtown. New York City police were attempting to disperse a disorderly group on West 42nd Street. They tried to place one person in custody, and they were attacked by a large group of others. These two police officers, one lieutenant and one officer, were repeatedly kicked and punched in the head. Video shows it, by the way, as they were trying to cuff someone. Next thing you know, they're being assaulted. Well, five of them were arrested. Oh, guess what? Every single one of them, migrants. Oh, how about that? Every single one of them. According to the DA, violence against police officers is never acceptable. It's paramount we conclusively identify each one of the defendants and specify their roles. Every defendant is charged so far as facing a felony that carries a penalty of up to 7 years. Guess what happened today? They were all released without bail. Every one of them. If you haven't seen the video, they were not only released without bail, they walked out of the courthouse. Kid you not, watch the video. They walked out of the courthouse laughing and flipping off the cameras. And it wasn't like one time flip the cameras off and move out. No, it was like fingers up, staying up, walking, laughing towards the cameras as they're getting the biggest kick out of the fact that they assaulted a U.S. police officer, got arrested, and were back out on the street within hours with no bail. None. New York City police officials are criticizing the recent catch and release of the group of migrants who were allegedly captured on video. They were. John Chell, the NYPD chief of patrol, called the attack reprehensible while calling the suspects who punched and kicked the officers cowards during a Wednesday press conference. He said, "You saw the video. You have eight people attacking a lieutenant and a cop, running up to them, trying to kick them in the face." Well, that's what we're facing all over the place. And these border wars that we're in, we got to get ready to see this thing fixed. And I mean, like, remember one of the issues that led to the downfall of Rome, the inability to control our own borders, the inability to stop mass migration, has a detrimental effect on the nation at large. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just sitting here overdressed for radio today. So I'm in this number one of the triple dipper, the border wars. Listen, this is not hyperbole. I really believe that this is a border crisis. And I hesitate to use those words because I'm not a sensationalist. I'll talk about something. I'll talk about the emphasis on it. I'll give you a brief diatribe on things. But I hesitate to use certain words like that thing is evil. There's one of the words I try to reserve for very special occasions. The other is crisis. I hesitate to use the word crisis on things. But I really do believe that the border is a crisis. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, the dramatic impact being had upon border communities, and the fact that there's no state now that has not had some level of illegal immigrant crime, or for that matter, illegal immigrant, unsustainability in terms of having to support them when they arrive. Listen, it's to the point now, and there are days when I think that some politicians are just full of rhetoric, right? I've been there. I've seen it. I know what it's like. The spin room is going in full screw. But then you see stuff like this, and I don't disagree with it. So Tommy Tuberville, our U.S. senator, story on 1819 News, recent appearance he had on News Nation. This came out yesterday. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville hammered President Joe Biden and Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, and Alabama's senior U.S. senator said he hasn't done his job. He said, "I've been in several arguments with him in the last 3 years. It was their decision, this administration's decision when they got into office, that we just open up the borders, let as many people in as they possibly could. They defanged ICE, our immigration police. This administration and Mayorkas," he says, "shouldn't be impeached. They should be locked up for what they've done to the American people." He said, "This is a disgrace. Their job is to keep the citizens of this country safe." And then he doubled down on it when he was asked explicitly who should be locked up. He said, "Mayorkas should be locked up. Biden should be locked up." He said, "I hear Biden say, just give me the laws. This guy's been up there for 50 years, he said. Surely to goodness he knows what the law is. The law is, don't let people come across the border." Well, well said, sir. By the way, isn't it nice to have a politician who just speaks bluntly and plainly? But it's really something. And speaking of which, in terms of what Senator Tuberville just said, do know this. As frustrated as we are with the Republicans in Congress, they are not inactive. They are riding on the slimmest of majorities. I'm talking like just a few votes. They're getting stuff done, though. They're pulling stuff out of thin air sometimes. Well, they did just advance impeachment articles against Mayorkas. So for the first time since 1876, y'all, we are about to have a House floor debate in the next few days on whether or not to actually impeach Mayorkas. It could happen as early as next week. And if it's successful, like I said, it's the first time a cabinet secretary will have been impeached since 1876, according to this story from the Daily Wire. That's big doings. And oh, by the way, the Biden administration, that hangs around their neck. They could have fired. Here's the thing. They could have fired Mayorkas a long time ago and saved face. They could have made him the scapegoat. Well, things weren't going well, so we got rid of the guy who was in charge. No. They're doubling down. He's our guy. We can't get rid of him. If your coach is losing every game, if your general is losing every war, if your teacher can't teach the kids, well, no, they're tenured. But you know what I'm trying to say. All said and done, you get a new one. So the articles of impeachment did advance out of committee at the end of a meeting that lasted like roughly 15 hours. It was a marathon. Democrats were trying to employ delaying tactics, it says. They proposed multiple amendments that Republicans deemed overly political and voted them down. Eventually, the GOP was able to block the Democrats from offering more amendments, and around 1 a.m. in the morning last night, or the night before, the articles were approved by a vote of 18-15 on party lines, and we are now looking at it proceed forward to the House floor. I do believe the Speaker Johnson is going to bring it to the floor fairly soon. The question is, does he have the votes? If you see it delaying, here's the thing. Politically speaking, Phil, why aren't they bringing it to the floor? If you see it delaying, it's because Johnson doesn't have the votes yet. That means there's some Republicans holding out. And that's going to be maddening. Nancy Pelosi can get all her people locked up in line, right? Speaker Johnson has got to get his people in line. If you see this vote on the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas being delayed on the House floor, it's because Speaker Johnson has Republicans that will not join in for one reason or another. And I would love to know what those reasons could possibly be. Listen, we're about through with this, but I got to tell you this. As we look at this border crisis and the fact, I mean, I've got stories here on crime rising in sanctuary cities, go figure. How about this one, though, that'll make you mad? Washington Examiner. Taxpayers are funding immigrants' trips north and giving them envelopes of cash for whatever they want. Says illegal immigrants hoping to cross the U.S.-Mexico border are receiving over $1 billion in money cards, envelopes of cash, and other benefits paid for by U.S. taxpayers as part of President Joe Biden's pro-immigration programs. Funds provided by the State Department, the U.S.-backed United Nations outlets, religious-based and other humanitarian groups that get grants are paving what they call the migration trails with cold cash and free loans to help ease the hardships immigrants face. That's Washington Examiner, Dateline yesterday. We're talking about $1.4 billion being handed out. It's just unreal. And those are just in freebies, money cards, trips, places you got to go. We'll take you there. What are you going to do when you get there? Oh, here's some free stuff. We'll put you up in a hotel. Y'all, this has got to stop. This is a crisis. All right, coming up, we're going to switch gears. Oh, yeah, time for some Butters and Lee. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.